Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. On this day in 1929, the Museum of Modern Art opened to the public in New York City. Federal police in Berlin and Brandenburg have arrested four main suspects during a large-scale operation against a suspected gang of smugglers. The arrests took place early Tuesday morning in the districts of Reinickendorf, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Marzahn-Hellersdorf, and Teltow in Brandenburg. More than 570 officers were involved in the operation against the alleged German-Serbian gang. According to federal police, the large-scale operation was carried out on behalf of the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office. The majority of the searched apartments were located in Berlin, but private homes were also searched in Brandenburg and North Rhine-Westphalia. According to a police spokesperson, those involved were German men aged 51 and 63, a 51-year-old German woman, and a 40-year-old Serbian. The spokesman of the federal police stated that the investigations into the accusation of gangs and commercial smuggling of foreigners have been going on since October of 2017. The faked marriages in 200 cases would have made it possible for people from Pakistan, Nepal, and Albania to stay permanently in Germany. Up to 16,000 euros are said to have been paid in each case. For the sham marriages, the accused are said to have arranged fictitious spouses, mainly from Southern and Eastern Europe. In some cases, marriage certificates were forged completely, according to the accusation. Further apartments were searched in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Pankow, Neukölln, Spandau, Mitte, and Tempelhof-Schöneberg. Berlin's Tegel Airport is a place where spirits are divided. Nostalgics who want to leave Tegel open at any price can be found here, while supporters of the airport's closure emphasize that, despite a successful referendum, it is not realistic to continue operating the airport. There is hardly a topic in the capital that is more emotionally charged. For a long time, the future and subsequent use of Tegel Airport have been quiet. Most recently, the Berlin club scene has had its eye on the airport. The fact is, things are happening in Tegel. On Monday, Tegel Project Company presented the new energy concept for the research and industrial location Urban Tech Republic and the Schumacher Quarter, which are to be created when the old airport ceases operations. In the future, Berliner Stadtwerke and E.ON will supply the area with heat and air conditioning via a new low-temperature network. Environmentally friendly, sustainable, and innovative, this was the announcement made by the bidding consortium that won an EU-wide tender for a concession. It will be one of the largest urban development projects in Europe, including the 5,000 apartments that would be built in the Schumacher Quarter. These new apartments will be technically equipped in such a way that they correspond to the new heating network. This energy concept for the entire area to be built costs 60 million euros. The state of Berlin has commissioned Tegel Project Company to develop and manage the Urban Tech Republic and the Schumacher Quarter. Tegel is to be closed 6 months after the opening of BER. Construction is scheduled to start in the summer of 2021 and is expected to take 3 to 5 years. E.ON board member Carsten Wilberger said that the contract awarded by the state of Berlin proves that, quote, climate-friendly solutions can also be economically viable if they are developed intelligently and innovatively. For us, it's the first network of a completely new generation and an important step for the municipal energy system transformation. Since Monday, police, the Public Order Office, and the BVG have been increasingly monitoring inconsiderate drivers and will continue to do so through the end of the week. Per a police spokesperson to the Berliner Zeitung, last year there were 37,487 stop and park violations on cycle lanes, 33,122 violations on bus lanes, and 58,118 violations of double parking. During a 5-day traffic safety campaign this spring, 4,093 stop and park violations were detected and punished. The considerable obstructions to BVALGI regular services and the delay in the timetables are repeatedly shrugged off by double parkers. According to the police, they are not aware of the dangerous consequences, especially for cyclists, who are regularly forced into evasive maneuvers into fast-flowing traffic. Such drivers often see their misconduct as a, quote, trivial offense. Since Monday, priority checks have been carried out throughout the entire city area, together with the forces of the regulatory authorities and the BVALGI. During the campaign, the police want to heighten the awareness of those affected for the consequences of their thoughtless behavior in conversations, and, if necessary, also to ticket them. For example, on Monday at Schulterstrasse corner Kudamm, from 10:30 a.m. onwards, around 10 police officers stood there and caught a 2-digit number of double parkers within a few hours. Authorities are using pictures from a surveillance camera to search for a woman who robbed a casino in Adlershof in February 2018. Berlin police published pictures of the suspect on Tuesday morning and have asked for pertinent information. According to police, the robbery took place on February 12th at 2:30 a.m. in the Spielhalle on Dorpfeldstrasse. The woman asked to enter the arcade, threatened a 53-year-old employee with a stun gun, and demanded money. The employee then opened the cash register, the Russian-speaking woman took money from it, and then fled. The victim remained unharmed. Photos of the alleged perpetrator and additional information can be found via the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.